Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the Roommates podcast, we were waiting for Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and it takes 24 minutes, as you said, for them to get to it. And then they don't talk about the future of the organization. They just talk about how great Tibbs was for them. And you know, I heard all of it driving in this morning, and there was nothing that was generally surprising at all. I know you brought up the whole thing with Josh Hart saying that, you know, this, he, you know, came here and then playoffs and first time in Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years, and the organization was butt or ass or whatever he said.
I think he said butt, but I could be wrong. Yeah,
which is all things that we said in different ways. But like, it's not even about that any longer. You know, they came out and it was their first comments on him being fired, and they did the right thing. They did. They gave him the respect. You know, it wasn't some like rumor mongering craziness. So they did the right thing. So I don't want to get on them. But really, I mean, the conversation that we're having now, this, what they said didn't add much to it, because we're now figuring out what's the next guy. You know, why this happened, we'll never really know unless someone wants to come out and say that it was Dolan, or someone wants to come out and say that, you know, it was Mikal Bridges or Karl Anthony. I'm just naming names. I have no idea. That went in there and shivved Tibbs, and that's the reason why he's out of there. But the bigger issue now is that he's not there, and they still don't have a coach, and they still don't know exactly where they're going. So, I mean, I wish they would have said something about that. I can understand why they didn't, but like, if they had enough influence, let's say that the players in those players' meetings had enough influence in getting him out of there.
I think you're hitting on it right now.
Then they have to have some sort of idea of what they would like in the future as well, no?
I would certainly think so, and I would like to think that Jalen Brunson would have some say in what's going on, given the fact that he has become the face of that franchise. There was a lot in this 55 minutes where they talked about the season. They 100% feel like they were the better team. They pointed to the game one loss against Indiana and the way the game kind of got away from them late, as to where the series got off the rails. And it sounds crazy because it's only the first game, but it was. But in terms of the next coach, they could have said nothing. Like, if Josh Hart had any part in Tom Thibodeau being fired, he could have said very little. He could have just said, you know, it sucks. NBA gets the coaching life, which he did make reference to. But that was in and around gushing about the way he made him a better player, how he brought a consistency and he was a stabilizing force, and he could not have spoken more glowingly about this guy. So I did not get the sense. I know Jalen Brunson had nothing to do with it. To me, watching this, Josh Hart had nothing to do with this either. It seemed like the two of them were more in Tibbs' corner. And the more I get away from this, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, it really does feel, as the days go on, that this was a James Dolan snap decision, we'll figure it out later type of deal. The one thing that I'm left with when I hear about these names, And I know where they reached for the stars and they were said no, five times now, six times, whatever it is, seven times if you're going to count the college coaches. When you start bringing in names like Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins, people can say, Taylor Jenkins, what a great coach. Okay, fine. In the year he didn't have John Morant, they won 25 games. Genius coach. They went 27-50 or whatever it was. You know, you want to talk about Mike Brown. The only time Mike Brown was a good head coach, he had LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
Mm.
And they didn't win with Mike Brown. Like, they didn't win. I don't think they won a title when he was the head coach. So it's like, if you're going to get rid of the coach who is still on the ascent, you got to get the established guy who has done it before.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These aren't names that have done it before. And one guy, I think it was on Fox, it might have been ESPN, one guy likened Tibbs to Chuck Daly. If we had this mentality back in the days of the Pistons and Chuck Daly, Daly would have been fired before he had the opportunity to win back-to-back NBA championships.
Sure.
Like, it's just the whole, none of it adds up to me. And, you know, people can sit there and criticize me and say that, I'm a sheep and I don't understand the NBA world. That's fine. What I saw, and I saw two guys back him yesterday, was a coach and a team that was still on the rise that took another step, and the next step you would like to think would be an NBA championship or at least the NBA finals, and you're not going to see that with him.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about these other examples of teams that, you know, hadn't gotten there and then ended up bringing someone in that did get there, I mean, some of these are the biggest examples in NBA history with the Chicago Bulls and Phil Jackson and the Los Angeles Lakers and Phil Jackson. It was Tyronn Lue who took over after Mike Brown, right, and they ended up winning the championship.
I believe it was.
Lue. So that one, I guess, is a... But LeBron wanted Ty Lue. Remember
yes.
that whole thing?
Yes.
Like he, and if I can remember that correctly, like he was like, this is the guy to do it for us. And he had his full support and he was really leading that organization. Plus it was LeBron James, for
exactly.
God's sakes. As much as I love this Knicks team, they don't have LeBron James in his prime on this team.
But and to your point, so you talk about these changes we're talking about. All right, Steve Kerr, Golden State. All right, well, he also, now that we know, has the best three-point shooter we've ever seen in the history of the game. And oh, by the way, I'd have to go check the record, but when Steve Kerr stepped aside for whatever the reason was, Luke Walton barely lost a game.
Yeah, it was back surgery.
So is Luke Walton a genius now?
Yeah. No, I know. Well, Walton got opportunities and was bad. So
did nothing. You know, you want to say Phil Jackson, Doug Collins, all that. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. I'm not saying he wasn't a great, you know, manager of personalities and didn't have a hand in it. Of course he did. But we're making it seem like that it's just very easy to pick the next guy and the next guy's going to take that next step. We don't know that, and neither do you.
And something that isn't mentioned enough is the last two places that Tibbs left, they got worse after he left, not better. And that was the Chicago Bulls and the Minnesota Timberwolves in the immediate aftermath. Now, the Timberwolves have rebounded over the last number of years, got back-to-back conference finals, but the first couple of years after he was gone there, they weren't as good.
And CBS Sports Network has the list of coaches that are up on the list in the last 40 years. It is embarrassing when you look at these records and this organization and these teams, aside from Mike Woodson, who had and I know his name is back up in terms of possibly coming back as well to take over. I mean, these records are just a disaster when you look at what it's been. And then you look at Thibodeau in his 5 years, 226, 174, four playoff appearances, and on the rise still. And you just feel like, that's fine, you want to make a change. But you got to make a change for better. Right now, they swung and missed on better, and now you're going to end up with what I think would be worse.
Yeah, I mean, and if it is, I mean, that's going to be the thing that everybody points to. And the players, I mean, they should be receiving most of the blame, but now it's going to be, look what you did. You were that close, and you fired your coach, and now you stink. But, I mean, it's really on these players. I mean, who said it? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, how many times have we said, okay, these coaches that won these championships and they stepped in, I mean, they had the best players in the world. Well, this is why I say the things I say about Karl-Anthony Towns, that he is that good. He could be that guy. He could be the best player in the world consistently, and you don't see it enough.
And maybe people want to blame the coach for that. I blame the player for that because we saw that in flashes in this postseason when he set his mind to attacking the rim and playing even more physical than he was prior. You couldn't stop him. And then he just disappears and seems disinterested. He's a very odd player to watch because I'm with you. He could be one of the best players on the planet. And sometimes he just doesn't look or appear to have the want to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.